Already started.
I'm going to sleep.
Oh, really? Right now.
Right. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jack and Jeff.
Boy, if you don't get that, yeah,
you're about to get like.
All right, guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jose. Joining me is Jose.
Bro, we got to restart this because usually I say that.
Well, I already took over, homie.
That boy hurt.
That was pretty nice. So
guys, I got something to say, man.
What?
I'm going to sleep,
bro. No. Metro down.
Wait, did we restart?
Yeah, we started.
All right, we got Hendrick.
Hey, I'm Hendrick. All right, we got Hendrick.
Hendrick number two.
Hendrick Andres.
Number three. We're all Hendrick today.
We're all Hendrick.
My name's Hendrick.
Joined by
Hendrick.
And
sponsored by Hendrick.
Hey, no, seriously, chill out, man. There's some companies named Hendrick.
Are there really?
I'm being serious.
Hey, sponsor us.
Andrew.
My name is Andrew Benjamin.
We're going to make ACs. You don't take the AC?
Yeah, wait.
It's not like, yo.
Isn't what? There a Hendrick Williams? No, it's not it.
Jimi Hendrix?
All right, guys.
Hendrick Lamar? What?
LaForest and LaForest and Lamar.
Act. Oh, new shoes, news. Torque.
Lewis.
All right, you guys watch Key & Peele? It's from the College Bowl.
I told you about that, Jose, remember?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oxford
University.
It's like,
yo, it sucks, man. This show's ending. I think it ended.
Yeah, it did.
Sad face.
It got canceled or?
No, they just ended it. They said the reason why they wanted to end it is because like, they didn't want it to go to a point where the show ruined itself. You know what I mean? Like, it wanted to stop where it was good.
I respect that.
Like, you know how like, some shows, they go on for so long, like, they were really good, and then they just go down.
Yeah, like, Doctor Who,
they didn't want that to happen to Key & Peele.
Yeah, man.
Like, they didn't want things to run out of the do, and then, like, have to keep doing it, so it would be good.
Well, you know what I mean? After David Tennant, it's like done.
On the topic of shows, guys, what about Game of Thrones, guys?
Oh my god, Game of Thrones all day.
Bro, we're gonna name the podcast like Game of Thrones.
Yo,
review.
Yo, they released a new poster for it, you know that?
Yeah, Jon Snow's alive.
Yeah,
they finally confirmed it. They were like, you know what, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Did he die in the show? I don't watch it.
He died in the show, bro.
But then he died.
He got stabbed up like 80 times and then he fell on the ground, but he didn't die officially.
For a watch that he didn't even own. Right? What a guy.
For a watch.
Hendrick, I'm going to need you to relax.
Sorry, Hendrick. Hendrick number six. You don't talk to Hendrick number two like that, right?
Yeah.
Hendrick number three got my back, right?
Wait, what number am I?
You're like nine plays. They're not even nine of us. You're nine plays. You're behind Joey Kenny.
You're behind the Mike.
Kenny. When are you get a second kid?
I know
what his name is.
He said Joey and Kenny. Yeah.
I know what his name is.
No, that's a little girl. You know that.
No, it's Joey and Kenny. Joey and Kenny's the same person.
His name is Johnny.
His first name is Joey.
You're gonna confuse him like he's gonna be at school. Kenny? He's gonna be like, oh,
they're
getting
here. What Kenneth? I think.
That's me? Maybe? I'm not sure.
This is halfway.
I gotta come on.
Come on, what's my name?
What it says on my birth certificate?
That's
all
I need.
It's Joey.
I guess
my name is Dad.
I guess
no,
my name is
Kenny.
Kenny.
Abuelita, it's Johnny.
Hey, look, it's Joey Jones.
Hey, Johnny, come here.
Bro,
Johnny.
First off, I thought he was in Yankees book bag and now he's.
That
you ever got tested in school for that? Like, to remember your address or something?
Huh?
Like
what? No, I
never. Like, fuck that. I got wrote my shit in my agenda.
I lost my agenda.
Memorized it by
they didn't
way.
Care if we got lost, man.
Yeah, right. I'll go to school. You guys went to. They're like, yo, you got lost.
I know you lost.
You went to
school. Yeah, man. How the hell? You can't do that. You got a private driver to come pick you up, right? Every student. They give out tablets every person at school.
Listen. All right, we get our own planes. See, that's what
you I thought you guys got picked up by your own helicopter.
See, like,
the fifth graders?
What happens is, after school, they go to Gulfstream, bro.
Oh, okay.
And then watch the races.
And then, like, if you're really special, like, they have a zip line directly to your house.
Oh, I didn't know that. You guys built your own mountain just to have that zip line? Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Guys, they don't ride the bus. They ride the Uber Plus.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Damn, nigga.
They get the chopper. Like,
yeah, but they actually got seatbelts on that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, my dad, like, when he found out that he couldn't take me and my sister to school. And I'm like, Dad, what? It's so cool going in the bus. I thought it was so cool. Like, you're a little kid, though.
Wait, I don't get it. Wait, you couldn't drop
me? No, because, I would get out later, so I would take the bus with my sister. But before that, my mom would pick us up and everything.
Oh no! She worked. See, no, I thought you meant like he literally couldn't. Like I thought the school said no, you can't drop
him. Oh no, no, no! I used to be a car rider. Then I started riding the bus in the bus in sixth grade, and my mom started asking me, "Do you have seatbelts?" I'm like, "No." My God, we need to call the school. I'm like, "No."
Did she call the school?
No.
Since day one, I remember like there was never seatbelts on the school bus. No. I remember like in like first grade when we were going on field trips, there was like one bus.
If my mom did call the school, she would have to speak to someone who speaks Spanish because in English she's fucked.
And then the buses that actually have seatbelts.
I think that's more for
retarded kids. People use it as weapons.
Oh my God! You don't gotta say it like that. You rode the short bus.
You're not wrong.
Yo, remember by the time the bus broke down and they brought us a short ass bus? Oh it was like God, three to a seat.
Yeah, no. See,
and even that bus,
our bus was
key got broken inside. Have, like, you remember that one time?
How many rows of seats were there?
There was like 12.
And there were like 20.
No. It was like, so was every like seat had was like two people and like some were three. Like on the regular though. And we had 12 rows. So it was like about like 25 people, give or take.
It was
and then one time the bus like broke down.
Three people on the bus that would ride by themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Either they were pretty big for the chair, so they rolled by themselves, or they just like, nah, fuck it.
No, that was Zach.
You weren't. No, dude, yeah, that was
Zach. That was Zach. That was Zach.
This guy, bro, he would ride the bus. You know, I'm not gonna say
he wasn't like, fat though. He was just big.
He was big, but
he was mean as fuck.
No, I don't know how that works. No, he was just that big.
He was fucking the bus. Dense. That's all he was.
No, I said like tall. Like his body size was big. He wasn't fat. He was just a big guy.
He was a big bum. No.
Yeah, he was big bum. Exactly. Like no joke. He would sit there by himself in there and just straight chill the whole time playing a Game Boy with one hand.
That's a different guy.
No,
his name was Irwin.
Oh my bad. That's
Irwin. Oh, I was thinking of Zach. My fault. No, Zach's a cool guy.
Zach's cool guy. Sat in the back.
All right. Different people, all right. One sat in the front, one sat in the back.
I don't know what.
One of them was Banana Man because he wore a banana costume one time and then called him Banana Man. And then this big dude named Irwin, he'd ride the bus, sit by himself, just straight chilling with a Game Boy. He like wrecked every single Pokemon you probably used. This guy was a senior in high school. We were like eighth graders. He was just chilling, like wrecking that shit with one hand.
You know the Game Boy SPs, the square ones?
Yeah, you see him get the buttons
in one hand. The LB, RB, and then you press the buttons that you need to with these.
Yeah, Victor tried that shit.
Yeah,
his hands aren't big enough.
My hands aren't big
enough. His hand was
big. Gang signs.
He doesn't have a problem trying to get away from the crypt,
right? Yo, no, but that was a short ass bus in summer 40.
Oh, yeah, no, so yeah, and then like at one point the bus broke down. Our bus broke down like every week. So we'd have to get a new one. And then the replacement one time was a short bus and had like six rows. And we were just looking around like, yo, how the hell are we going to fit? So everybody squeezes up. And I was just like, I'm not squeezing up. I'm going to sit like, so I went to where like they were supposed to put the wheelchairs and stuff. I would lay on the ground with none. So at one point, like whenever we were driving, like I would have to hold down the seat. I would be sliding around. And
yeah, they told you not to be like, nah, bro, I'm too big for that seat.
I was like, nah, man, I'm not gonna sit on like people's laps.
And I'm not gonna lie, I think that one that farted with me.
Somebody farted, it was so bad.
Yeah, it killed me.
Wasn't there a scene in the back that only had like only space for one person?
Yeah.
Yes. It was a bus driver and an assistant bus driver.
Ah, so you.
So they just sat there, and then Raul was just in the back.
What does a bus driver need with an assistant?
It's because the thing was, it was a short bus, so it had a space for like three wheelchairs.
All right, but if
to hook them up and
look, I know in Hollandale you don't know what these are.
Yeah,
but everyone's privileged enough to, you know, to buy their own legs or whatever. But yeah,
everyone has legs.
The fact of the matter is, some people are disabled.
They said buy their own legs. You're an asshole.
He's the one from Hollandale doesn't think that people could just, you know.
Alright, they were
you're an asshole, Victor.
Disabled, you assholes.
But not like, right, for wheelchairs, basically. Those big electronic wheelchairs.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so
do you really though?
They have a short bus.
I hope so.
They have a short bus with a ramp
yesterday,
and everything. And they were
watching a video,
ropes.
Right?
No, you don't gotta go there. You don't gotta do that.
Look, if we're gonna talk about Cobra Kai, let's talk about how me and Roel, we were riding out of BC one day, and we saw this guy, fresh down to the shoes. That boy was in a wheelchair. We saw him like, damn, that boy flesh.
Yeah, yeah, has some Air Force Ones. Have you seen him in some J's?
For real, he's fresh down. He's riding down in a fucking electric wheelchair, bro.
Which one?
Yo, fresh to death at school, dog.
The douche though?
No, I'm talking about nigga in the wheelchair, bro.
No, that was this one guy, like this black guy, and he was slow. Remember the rude guy? The rude guy? And he
would walk. No, I'm talking about
college.
Oh yeah, bro. That boy was fresh.
That boy never got a crease in his shoes in his life.
Bro, I'm gonna go to hell though. I'm like, I was like, like at least the good thing is he'll never get his shoes dirty.
No, but there was this guy in our high school though. Yeah, he was a real dick though.
He was.
Yeah, like, he was slow, right? Like, so I don't know whether it was because he just like he was angry at the world.
We didn't do that. Like he was a real dick.
Yeah, he was real, like,
yeah,
he
was a penis.
Walking penis going up and down the school.
What's what?
He was walking penis.
Wait, he was walking?
Yeah, yo, he had the crutches.
Remember, he started walking.
Yeah, he started walking weirdly. Remember, he would, like, do, like, the SpongeBob thing, the stepping on a beast?
You're going to hell, dude.
Remember, I would say that every time I saw him.
Are you talking about the guy?
Xavion, I think that's his name.
Is that the guy that...
In the wheelchair that got a Saturday for going too fast.
He got a Saturday in his wheelchair for going too fast.
You're lying.
Is it Miss Wright?
I thought it was Mr. Wolf or something.
He was on his wheelchair.
Yeah, I remember
going too fast. I was speeding down the lanes.
I gotta get a class, bro.
No, it was electric too, so he just...
No, but the thing is, I think he got in a car accident. That's why like his legs are weak or whatever, but... At the end of the year, he started walking like with crutches, then started walking by himself. I remember one time he was getting out of his wheelchair, and he's a dick though. He's a real asshole. Like, he didn't even fuck about anything.
He was.
And then he fell, and boom. Oh my god, he wiped out like so bad. Like, he was trying to get to his desk, and goes,
yo, bro, I got
in trouble with my Mr. Roper because I was like, I started busting out laughing louder than anybody else. Mr. Roper was like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, don't say it was you're giving a Saturday. I'm like,
bro, like,
what? Wow.
It's messed up, man. I'm just laughing. That shit's funny. If somebody
the thing was, I didn't laugh like right at the moment that he fell because he said he walked out real quick because he fell on his nuts or something because he hit himself on the bar. Mm-hmm. So after he walked out, rolled his way to the
rolled his way out,
and I was like, yo, he saw that nigga fall, boom, bust out laughing. Mr. Wolfer came to me. I'm like,
bro, nah, bro, I wouldn't take him to the show.
Like, yo, Mr. Wolfer, he told like I met Mr. Wolfer before my freshman year of high school. He was like, listen, you're going to high school. We're tired of your little games in middle school. Well, you're not gonna bring that to high school. I'm like, damn, bro, you singled me out.
Little did he know.
That's exactly where I'm
at. He met my dad.
That's what you fucked up.
Yeah, bro. I'm not gonna say I'm a bad kid, but I was a clown.
He's a bad kid. I'm not gonna say I was a bad kid, but I was a bad kid.
I'm not gonna say he was a bad kid, but he was a bad influence on me.
Who is this?
Brag about it.
Bro, Mr. Lacasse knew my dad.
Why does everybody know your dad? Why do I know your dad? Why am I your dad? Welcome home, son.
Bro, I got my phone taken one more time. My dad.
Yeah, I took it.
In his like little small ass shorts that my dad wears sometimes that they go above his
knee. Tell them what I wear, man.
No, I'm talking
that's
about
between
I'm talking
and the fam.
And me, my real dad.
Damn.
Oh,
shit.
Listen here, boy. I didn't pull out. Just remember that.
I got my phone taken away. My dad's like, you need that phone because I paid for that shit and they don't. I'm like, all right, dad, come get it. Bro, he comes in and hits some sandals. Bro, you know, like the Nike sandals? They weren't even his sandals. They were my Nike sandals. Then they lodged his foot all the way in. His toes like, fucking on the ground. Like... He comes in, dude, he's like, you can see his nuts when he does that shit. He goes, I need to communicate with my son, so I need you to return my son's phone. Today. In his, like, broken English accent, bro, like, fucking hell.
That bitch, like, I need my son's phone.
No, he'd be like, oh, what if I'm outside, an altercation about my son's phone and everything. And he's like, I need my son's phone. Today.
And then
one of my friends walked by. Oh my god! He's like, he comes in the next day. He's like, yo, I forgot to do my homework, but can I borrow your homework? Bro, he saw my dad. He's like, bro, dude, your dad's. The sandal where it's supposed to be where your toes are. That shit was on his ankle.
I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up, man. My dad's Spanish as fuck. What do you want me to do, bro? I need to borrow your homework. Let me help you.
Do it.
Yeah, don't
Good
go
night.
Don't go to sleep. No, 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 no.
It's too late. He already posted.
I still want to go cut this hat today, bro. It
cost him like, what, 39 or something?
Yeah. At the dentist?
It took him so long to pick it out. He told the guy, oh, I'm looking for to look good. He's like, well, you're looking in the wrong session. If you're over there and looking for teams.
You were about to
cut Life came a woman's hat. Yeah, he was about to buy that shit, too.
I was going to buy it.
I know you were.
Were you about to buy
that?
Did you
sell
it? No, it was like, it was
Camel. Yeah, we got that hat from Lids. But.
With the sea of, what was it? I think I forgot which one. The Cubs, I think.
Cubs.
Yeah.
Cubs.
Why don't you buy a Dolphins hat, bro?
Cubs
for your team.
He doesn't want to rep Florida.
I don't want to rep Dolphins.
You should have got a SoFlo one.
Dolphins are the best football team out there, bro.
No, you're not.
That's why you don't even wear their merchandise.
What?
You forgot.
You don't even own a Dolphin.
I want a Dolphin.
Here comes the fucking Hollandale joke. I can already feel it.
But you can afford one.
We got an aquarium.
I was about to say that with the aquarium.
Oh, you got an aquarium. I was two steps ahead of you guys.
Somebody's ready for these.
I would like two strokes of that big ass aquarium now.
Fish tank with a shark in it.
He got a shark tank with a fish in it.
It's a goldfish.
You got a fish tank? Nah, it's a shark tank.
My goldfish was long. We used to have a little aquarium in my house. I used to live.
In Boca?
His other house.
Chill out. It was in Coral Springs, bro.
Real talk.
Oh, no, Pepper Pines.
Real talk.
Celibate, whatever that is.
Okay.
Celibate?
So,
Celibate.
It was in Melrose, you fucking asshole.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. You're on Melrose?
He started from the bottom.
I used to stay in Melrose.
Oh, so here.
Because,
started from the bottom.
Okay, so we had this little fish tank. And my mom had just bought a bunch of fish. She's like, you guys are
It's a shark tank.
You take care of them. And then a couple weeks later, she accidentally fed them the wrong food. And they all died. Except for this one catfish.
And she gave them that cheap
fish. Catfish
Yes. So they had this little catfish in there. And the catfish would go up on its belly. And would be like, is that shit dead? So we were trying to scoop it out. It was like, ha, no nigga.
You thought.
Ain't pushing me today.
Bruh, I
used pushing to... out for the homies who couldn't be
here. Did you pour soda in the fish tank?
I remember I had
did ever die?
Where did the catfish even get a soda?
It died eventually.
Eventually. And then we
It didn't play anymore? It didn't really play?
And then we ate that night.
Fish, wake up.
It turned into a cat.
And then we got a cat.
One day we had a wet cat in our house.
You know, after the catfish, you got a fish cat.
A wet pussy came into the house.
Well, I was like, oh, Jose's gonna say some shit like that.
Bro, I'm about to
say no
more.
Boy,
bring that ass here,
boy. Bro, I'm about to shave like the 4 hairs that you have on your chin.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. That would be really
bro, how'd you got a haircut, man?
Look, I was in a mug.
It's weird because like he had the haircut from like 8th grade. So when I look at him from like
the
cheeks up, it seems like he's in 8th grade. But then you look down and he looks a little more mature.
You're right. You're not wrong. I remember that.
You see it though. That's why I find
it. Let me get the little.
Because when I look at Hendrick, I remember him in 8th grade. So I'm like, at first, I'm like, that's not Hendrick. What's with the beard? Hendrick, if you're clean shave, bro, you look like you're in 8th grade.
If you clean, you look like you're in 8th grade now with a full beard. Like your baby face ass. Over there, grown ass man looking like a baby ass nigga.
Seeing as I'm about to get like fucking a sexual offender.
Oh, speaking of babies, there was this lady at the mall today.
Don't talk to me.
And she had a stroller, right?
She had a stroller?
Did you help her?
Remember that hat?
She had a baby, okay. She had a stroller with a fake baby, like it was a baby doll.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
She was doing some pranks on the day.
Did you say anything to her?
She asked us to watch the stroller while she got her food. And we were just like, shit, okay, you look crazy.
Wait, was it? But do you think you were being recorded? What if it was like a YouTube video?
She told us to watch it. That's what we said. We said the exact same thing.
Are you kidding? What?
She told us to watch it. And we're like, yo, watch it be one of those videos where they test what kind of person you are.
Oh, shit.
It was just a regular crazy person.
Craziest bitch you've ever met.
There was an artist that she took photographs of her and her family's trips for like over 18 years. But her family, air quotes, family, they were mannequins. Like, it was guy and a little adolescent girl. And, like, she went skiing. She went to the beach. She went, like, she took around the world these mannequins for no reason. Weird. Just...
And they didn't put it in like art.
That dedication is real though. Yeah. That's the type of ride of that bitch you need.
That never ages besides her. Would you do that for 18 years?
Would mannequins be carry on or check ins?
Would that be a check bag? You know, you can't fold them up in the.
I think they would bring like in the cargo.
Just imagine you buy a ticket for one of the mannequins
again. They get their own row.
Wait, what about. Don't even say no.
I think her husband would be luggage, and she can fit her daughter to carry on. Just up in there.
Oh, man.
Wait, she did that for 18 years?
No, she did it for 18 years. She did it for years. Like, it's not just like, oh, a couple months we go.
Whatever happened, did she, like, get rid of him?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Like,
she got divorced. She's dead this day.
You should be here.
She's haunting us right now.
Chill.
Bro, shut the fuck up, bro.
Some real hitty ass shit.
Yo,
you see that? Yo, the computer moved, bro.
You know what I want to do? I want to go ghost hunting, man.
No,
let's go to this nigga's house.
Stop. Yo, let's go to the Santeria place.
Where? Stop, bro. You guys like white girls, man. Next thing you know, you guys will be like, oh, let's play with the Ouija board.
Yo, okay. Alright, so this
let's play that. Why can't we play that?
Suzanne Heights, 42 years old, has been photographing imaginary life with mannequin, husband, and child for 14 years.
Damn.
Single American artist grew up in Mormon church, which glorified the role of women as a mother and homemaker. So apparently her mom was like bitching at her, saying like, oh, you need a man, you need a family, you know, you start living life like
so
that.
Basically this was just a fucking rebellion thing for 14 years.
This is a feminist kind of shit going on here. Alright,
oh,
guys.
It's the feminist.
Let's get the SJWs out the way. I'm here to offend everyone.
Wait, SJWs?
Yeah, well, look at
this. Social justice warriors.
You're a social justice warrior.
I'm about to roast on you.
What?
Those nasty toes, bro.
Wait, am I in the playoffs?
Talk about nasty toes.
Yeah, you won.
But the green lose.
Oh, I don't know. You guys might be tied for the playoffs.
Fuck the Dolphins.
I'm in the playoffs, boy. By the way, this podcast is after Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
Thanksgiving.
Not if you're watching this after Thanksgiving. Then it takes
so
before
what were you
going to
talk about the Santeria thing?
All right.
Who you thought?
So if we're going to go ghost hunting, bro, we got to go to the Santeria place.
What Santeria?
No, Santa's Enchanted Forest.
It's some like
the
religious
ghost of Christmas
past.
It's from Cuba, right?
It's Cuban. That's like Cuban voodoo kind of shit. So before
Cuban voodoo?
Yeah,
Cubans are not smart enough to do voodoo.
Stop, you're making me claustrophobic.
What does that mean? It means
it's
afraid
it's
of Santa
cult shit.
Ho ho ho. Stop it, you're scaring him.
It's the next KKK from the Cuban. Okay?
There you go.
So you're from
so
Cuba?
No, I'm not.
No,
fuck you. Alright, so
voodoo,
I was with my girlfriend one day, we went out on a date. And so
you took her on a date to a haunted house?
No, we went out and then we.
That's
she was
when
like,
you know you don't want a girlfriend anymore.
She was like, I told her about this place that I went, the old paintball field that we used to paintball at.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so one day we went in there, right?
At night?
At night. Well, it was getting dark, right?
Like,
this was before the fucking time change.
Before that, what's wrong with the paint?
They tore it down.
No, like they tore it down. It was a free field for paintball over. On this one road, they took it down because like the owner was like, "Oh, if somebody gets hurt like over here, I can't be responsible, so we're gonna take it down." And they took it down, and I was they told me that some creepy stuff happens at night.
Yeah,
so I continue.
So we go there, right? My first instant happening with this was I was with my friends. We were all out.
His
there.
Best friend Mike.
Yeah, my best friend Mike.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up.
Even said that, bro.
Yeah, no, his best friend Mike.
We were chilling,
nigga, bro.
And our friend Nick Cavo was with us. And so he camps out there for some fuck reason. He's a really weird dude.
For some fuck reason.
One day he heard like people out there fucking doing some shit. So he goes and checks it out. And that night we went to go check out what he was talking about. Bro, there were hanging bones off the trees. Like a whole rib cage. Like looked like a cat rib cage. There was fucking bones everywhere. And there's a little desk like graffitied up and a little chair with a little radio and shit. And we were like, is this shit, bro?
Then he sees like
serious?
People in like red robes walking around in the forest,
and like
really?
No, we didn't see people. What we
if Jose saw that, he wouldn't be allowed.
I would never go back.
And then the phone will ring, and there will be no one there.
It's the hashling.
It's the hashling.
The
hashling.
The grass singing.
Grass singing.
Bash ringing.
The hashling slasher.
Okay, keep going.
And so, yo, out of nowhere, we hear this car rolling up, and we thought, those were the niggas, bro. We were out of there. We were running. We thought the Santeria people coming to fucking do some shit. This was dead of night, too. So we're like trying to fucking go. We're like, yo, he's like, get down, get down. I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And then it just turned out to be some mudders that went down into the hole, like right next to where we were at.
Wow.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Wait, so if you go back during the day, will you see like the
it'll be there. Yeah, it'll be there. It's usually there. And then I went a second time with my girlfriend, and she was like real interested with that shit. I'm like, I don't fuck with this.
I'm interested in it, but like, I think at the same time I'll be there and witness it. Like,
it'll fuck you up, man. I saw it. I'm like, yo, this is really fucking creepy. I really don't want to be here.
Right, you're talking about the supernatural, man. Does anybody else have like a supernatural experience?
No, one.
There's
two,
this one
have
time
one
where I was talking to the mayor and I said Bloody Mary. Nothing.
The mayor or the mirror?
There was this one time.
I said the mayor.
There was this one time I saw Donald Trump on the TV, and then the next thing I know, I ended up in Mexico.
The weird thing is, I'm not even Mexican.
Yeah,
he's
Cuban.
Yeah,
he's Hollandalian.
From the Hollandalian.
Raul is scared to put like cameras or something.
No, we're not. No, I get mad at them joking about it, bro.
Yeah, like, can we do it?
No.
But
he's
what?
He's
scared to
put
cameras, bro.
No, I don't fuck with that, bro.
Why don't
you? Because
why
I know, I swear this house is haunted. Because first of all, me and Victor have already moments where we're sleeping. All
right.
Right, all right, there's moments where Victor's sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just Hendrick. Hendrick's been here before.
Yeah, no, people have witnesses, like my friend Giovanni and Hendrick.
They watch you sleep.
No,
what?
I'm dead asleep.
No, Victor's like dead asleep. He's like
dead asleep.
Victor died.
And me and my friend were still asleep.
He rises from the
right?
dead.
And we were chilling.
It's Victor's ghost
twin. No, Victor's asleep. And me and my friend are just chilling and talking. And at one point, I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to go to the bathroom. All right, cool. So I stand up and I go to my door. And I turn back. And my friend Giovanni, he's sitting on the floor right next to Victor's bed. And all you see is Victor, like it's like a mummy type of shit. Like, you know where he, like, his whole body, like, doesn't move. It just sits up straight from the ground, like, laying on his back. And he just starts saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And like, just stays there for, like, a second.
Maybe
and then just lays back down again.
But don't you think that's, like sleep, like...
That's the sleep.
No, but that's not normal. He got up, like... It was so.
What do you mean it's not normal?
There's no bend to his body. He's just like,
you can be sleeping doing that.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
You won't feel. I know it's not. It's not normal. Yeah, but you
our
know,
friend Giovanni looked at Raul. He's like, don't leave. He said, bye.
Close. Yeah, I was like, bye. I'm not. And then this other time, it was my friend Giovanni. He was up again, but except he was just. It was like all the lights were off. Me and Victor were asleep, and he was chilling. It was like 3 a.m. and he's
texting.
That's
kind of a weird thing to do anyway.
No, he's just texting in the dark, right? And all the lights are off, so all he has is his phone, and his phone's on like low battery, so like low screen brightness. And he's texting, and all he feels is like somebody staring at him. You know, like everybody does at night.
Yeah.
So he looks to his left, nothing, and he looks to his right. All he sees is Victor's face, 2 feet away, like literally, like this. You know, Victor was like this, right, like 2 feet away from his face,
That's not 2 feet. It's inches.
Right, 2 inches from his face, just staring at him. And my friend Giovanni's like,
Victor, are you okay?
And Victor didn't say a word. He didn't blink or anything. His eyes are wide open, just staring at Giovanni. And then at one point, Giovanni's just like, Victor, if you don't move, I'm gonna punch you in the face. And then Victor just didn't do anything. So Giovanni stood up and went to me, and he shook my bed, and he's like, bro, wake up. I'm like, what do you want, nigga? And I get up, and then I look at Victor, and Victor's like asleep now. Like he went to sleep after I woke up. So Victor's haunted. Victor's possessed. Victor has a demon.
And Giovanni went up to me, he's like, Victor. And I just looked at him and I said, nigga, what?
Yeah, like, it went from one to
the same thing when you both went, what, nigga?
Bro, because
there'll be nobody there. What, nigga? He just like, naturally. What, nigga?
But yeah, so that's the thing. And I already know I'll probably do some shit like that too. We just haven't caught it.
Yeah, you know.
So if I record myself at night, I don't want to watch it and then see like a demon like go inside of me, or like you see me, or you see like me or Victor stand up and then just stare at each other like in the bed, like you know, like just imagine while you're sleeping. Not everyone wakes up. Pause on that whole scene. No, I don't want to see like Victor stand up and then just go like on, like next to my bed and just start staring at me for hours. I don't want to see that happen. So that's why I won't.
It happens every night. What do you mean?
Don't play with that shit. I don't play.
So after that happened,
maybe you should just do that as like a joke.
You know what Raul does when Raul's dead asleep? Like he does this. He lays on his side and then just like
I cocoon.
He cocoons, bro. But the nigga sounds like he's like. He's either eating something or having sex.
Or hear, both. No, because all you see is something. You see him like this.
That's going to be great for the mic.
Oh, like it sounds like that.
But you better walk up to the bro. Like, no,
like we were trying to draw this on his face, me and Victor. Mm-hmm. And then.
As you do.
Yeah, we were trying to draw on his face. We drew dicks all over his body. Like before school. It was like a Monday. And then, And then Raul's like getting up. He's like, oh, shit, Raul, what time is it? 3.99. He goes to sleep. I'm like, 3.99. That's not a time. That's a price.
It's like I'm talking about like Taco Bell or some shit.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell, sponsor us, please.
Yeah, I know. I make noises when I sleep.
Yeah, Andrew has conversations. Andrew doesn't make noise. He has conversations.
I do too.
Yeah. One time we were just chilling. Me and Victor were chilling, right? And we were talking. All I hear is, yeah, all right. And we're like, and we look at Hendrick and he was asleep. So we're like, Hendrick, you awake?
I'm good, man. You know what I mean?
And I'm just like, Hendrick. And me and Victor look up and Hendrick's like, his face is like, you know, he's in deep slumber. And then after a few seconds, he just opens his mouth and he goes,
all right, guys, I'm good.
And we were like, yo, this guy awake? Is he joking with us? So we start shaking the bed. And Hendrick, what? And we're just like, Hendrick, you were talking to us. He's like, no way, I was
asleep. Sleep talk, bro.
Hendrick sleep talks, man.
I don't know, but the thing is, like, sometimes, like, my nose gets clogged up, so I make this noise.
Oh, I hate that.
Bro, like, but that's funny. Like, I was doing that, like, one of the first nights that I slept.
Yeah, because when Hendrick started, when he moved in, like, he does that, and he doesn't stop at night. He doesn't. So me and Victor were trying to fall asleep. We stay up for a couple hours. And then after a while, like, we just start hearing the noise. And we're like, yo, is Hendrick dying? Like, he's choking? So we get up and we turn on the light. We're like, yo, Hendrick, you okay? Hendrick. He finally wakes up. He's like, what? I'm like, dude, are you okay? Like, you sound like you were choking. He's like, that's just my normal sound. Go back to sleep. And then, it, like, for the next, like, few weeks, like, it was just, we couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, you're
like,
oh, bro. Cocoons, I guess.
He slept on the top bunk and I slept on the bottom. It's gotten to a point where you know me so much, like it was kind of like he wouldn't stop, so I just went boom, get to underneath, and it stopped dead quiet. And I'm like, Hendrick? He's like, what?
No, but it got to a point where I would be like, be quiet.
And it would stop, it would work. But then after like another hour, it was I would wake up just like, shut up!
It would stop. It was like a window. You had like an hour to fall asleep. You didn't fall asleep.
Oh, man.
That's just for the boy. I remember like one time my godbrother got so mad that he wasn't falling asleep. Imagine I'm dead asleep. This nigga just started smothering me in the fucking pillow. Sorry, just remember.
I was choking
him. You need to call somebody about that, man. That's not normal behavior.
It's an allergy. Well, my nose gets clogged up.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the smothering, though. What the nose? I'm talking about somebody trying to kill you while you're sleeping.
No, he was just annoyed with it, so he's like, fuck off, and then he puts a pillow on my face.
Still.
Bro, I don't know. I don't think you can smother anybody like that, though.
Yes, you can.
Nah, I tried though.
Which one? Just come back to life like,
it's like every novella's climax.
Fuck, he smothered. Every novella ever made. There's always a baby involved. Remember, it's not his baby. It's the other guy's
it's
baby.
It's the twins' baby. It's the evil twins.
Yeah, it's never the actual guy's baby. Never.
It will never be.
Unless it's like one of those like at the end. Yeah. Oh, it's like the evil he thought he was.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, it's not his baby. And then at the end of the, you know, it actually is his baby.
I thought Betty LaFayette was funny.
Wait, what?
I used to watch that show.
Betty LaFayette.
With Mike
Perron. I just thought you were fat.
I got much pretty high.
Like, don't.
I'm about to get on yo.
But I don't.
You guys ever get sleep paralysis?
Yo, have you
guys that shit's scary as fuck.
Have you ever had a lucid dream?
Yes. No, I
haven't. Wait, first, what is sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis is paralyzed. When you wake up in the middle of your sleep.
But scientifically speaking,
you get you're conscious. I guess, okay, but you can't move.
Scientifically speaking,
I know what you're talking about.
Cycles of sleep. You know, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and then REM.
Yeah, in the rapid eye movement, most of your brain shuts down, which includes like some motor functions.
Stupid level.
You
can't move your. You can't have it in
your extremities.
If like a stimulus wakes you up while you're like entering that stage, you wake up.
But
mentally, but your body can't. It's still sleeping. Yeah. So to yourself, it seems like you're. Like
paralyzed.
Hallucinating, but you're paralyzed.
I've had that multiple times too.
Well, you fine.
But have you ever lucid dream though?
All right, now what is that?
All right,
lucid dream is for the sleep paralysis thing. Can you like be like after you wake up and like can you still like would you be able to move after like a minute or something? Will you be still holding your hands or like
it depends. When I have it, I usually have it a lot. I get to move. Like, not like that. It's like, it hurts. Like, it's like...
Yeah,
like a strong force.
That happens to my hands.
I'm used to it because I have it, like...
That happens to my hands.
No, that's just your hands falling asleep.
Twice a week.
No, my hands don't be waking up.
No, I mean, like...
I'm going like...
Yeah, that's what they're like, hit my hand, like, wake up.
You fall asleep like that, you're like...
Oh, I have to stay awake. Like I have to stay awake, but in the paralysis mode. Because if I close my eyes, like fuck, I'll sleep through it.
Yeah.
I'll hear static, and then I'll my head will go like it'll go with the static.
My nigga, you have a demon.
With people who don't know what like sleep paralysis is, they start hallucinating because you get shortness of breath.
That was me.
And because of the lack of stimuli, you hallucinate things. Like, Feds had this. She doesn't know she had. She thinks she was actually possessed by a demon.
My mom thinks the same shit. She be having
Well, diablo, mijo.
I'm like, hey, ma, chill out.
No, no, no.
They'll be like,
One of the common things is that you see an imp, like the devil, a small thing, and it sits on you.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would be freaking the fuck. I was like, hey, you better watch out, nigga. I've been hearing
stories about that, but I never see it. I'm happy I don't see it. I just sit there like, oh, here we go again.
You got me.
And so you're like, oh, fuck, yes, here we go again.
Yeah, because I hate it, because I have those. I'm like, fuck, I should have moved my pillow this time.
You see that?
Huh? You see the
no, nothing. I just see my room. My living room.
It's like, imagine a small little devil, like, demon.
That's gonna happen tonight.
I mean, it's
gonna
be wings and horns and
tails. I was trying not to think about it because I don't want to see my room.
Okay, so,
but yeah, that's what it is. In like biblical terms,
back
in the day.
Alright, Josue.
Wait.
I just want to hear this. Can you chill? Can you shut up?
Back in the day, people read that. And so.
El Cucuy.
Back in the day, people read the Bible and stuff, and so you know people believe that type of shit. So when they experience sleep paralysis, one of the things you can't move and your shortness of breath. So people think, oh, something's on me, and they start hallucinating that demon thing on them. I forgot what artist they drew a famous painting of that sleep paralysis.
Yeah, it's on.
No, nigga, that you want that.
It's like a little gargoyle sitting on a guy's chair.
That's why she has the light on in her room. The closet light. That's why she keeps it on. That's because she saw the imp in the closet. She woke up.
That fuck around.
She's like, one day, I woke up.
I'll see the full survival soon.
And I saw something in the closet. And like, it sat on me. And I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to die. She doesn't know what sleep paralysis is. I haven't talked to her yet about this.
You probably should. She thinks that there's a demon in her closet when she's there talking.
Yeah, she would be like, that's it. Oh, this is you, bro.
Chill, bro. Oh, I feel like that's it. No, I have to go to church.
No, you see like a bunch of bailiffs around the house.
Fuck that, dude. Actually, now I'm scared, bro. Like, what if I wake up and I just see a demon?
Then you know what sleep paralysis is.
What if
then you know it's coming from your sister's room.
Okay, well, then lucid dreaming.
Yeah,
that's when we realize we're not dreaming.
Now let's talk about lucid dreaming.
So
wait, guys. First of all,
what the fuck is this?
Segway.
I'll explain.
Wait. Do you guys ever wake up sweating?
No.
Yes. That's when I'm like. That's only during the day. Like when I take a nap, I'm sweating.
That's when I used to much Manuela.
Cold sweat.
Yeah, cold sweat.
Yeah, you wake up, you're like. That's only like during the day though. Like when I sleep during the day, no, like, no, I wake up
during the night. Sometimes I would wake up.
Is that my air conditioner?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait. Do you guys ever wake up? What if we're asleep right now?
I'm asleep right now, actually.
I'm asking the real questions. Y'all over here fucking around.
Back to lucid dreaming. All right. So lucid dreaming is basically your conscious, like you're thinking, your body goes to sleep, like you're paralyzed, but you control your dreams.
That's what it was.
Literally,
you control your dreams.
You can do whatever you want in your dreams.
You know you're dreaming, and you take advantage. Yeah, of it. That's what lucid dreaming.
Oh, that happens a lot.
So you're dreaming, but you're
taking advantage. Basically, you realize you're dreaming. Yeah. Then you can control.
Yeah, you control what's happening.
Is it bad that I know like half the time I know I'm dreaming, but I can't control it?
You know. Yeah. That's completely different.
I know
when you control it. That's lucid dreaming.
That's like one step.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Wait,
there are some people that can actually decide to have a lucid dream. Like,
yeah.
They have a lucid dream when they want.
Yeah, I did it once when I actually controlled it.
Like, there's steps where you can
try. You're like, I'm like.
Yeah, no, yeah, look. Like, literally, I fell asleep on my bed. Like, I'm going to sleep, right? And the weird thing is, I went right into REM. Like, I see my eyes start moving back and forth. Like, I can feel them. But when my eyes close, they're just going back and forth. And then I start picturing shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening? And then I'm like, oh wait, is this what I think it is? It's lucid dreaming.
It's a cuckoo.
Ah, shit. Oh, I'm about to fuck some shit up.
And then I'm like, alright, I'm a fly. I start flying, bro.
I had that because I thought I had superpowers.
Yeah,
like, I actually did after a while.
Yeah, but like you control it. And then I brought in some stuff. And I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, oh shit, something freaky is gonna put it. Like I'm gonna think about something freaky, and I don't want that right now. I'm not freaky. Like some fucked up shit in my mind.
Okay.
No, not like that. I'm like fucked up shit. And I'm like, no. Let me stop. So I try to wake up. I'm trying to move my body, but when you're lucid dreaming, you're paralyzed. You can't move. So, but I make the effort. I make the effort to go, like, I hear my mom calling me and shit. I'm like, I'm slowly moving my arm because, like, I couldn't open my eyes either. So I'm slowly, and then I had to open my own eye to wake up, like, to get out of it because I didn't want to be in it.
Yeah,
it takes out a lot of more energy than what you think.
It's a creepy thing. Like,
nigga, that sounds like you were possessed, my nigga.
No.
Yo.
Everything
yeah,
we talk about
sounds
like we are possessed. Like,
it's
yeah.
not though.
No, but that actually makes sense because I've had that where I couldn't move my body. It just like so much. Like I don't know. At one point, like it would be like, oh shit, I feel like my fan's not like fast enough. I would try to move my hand, and I couldn't. So I would like it took everything in my body just to like get my hand up enough to reach my fan.
That's just going into.
Like, it took like forever. I sat there like 10 minutes trying to move my hand.
Dreaming takes a lot of energy out of you. That's why if you dream.
I have done that. Like, there's just one disease. Like in psychology, and we were learning about, and it was like this thing where when you daydream, but you don't, like it's like where you're daydreaming, where you realize you're watching yourself.
An out of body experience.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it's called. No, but there's like a disease for it, and it's extremely rare and extremely serious.
Schizophrenia.
And I thought I had it. No, it's worse than schizophrenia.
Okay.
It's where you like you know you're doing stuff. Like, all right, imagine like me just sitting here, like we're talking, but then I would I wouldn't realize it, but I would realize that I'm watching myself talk to all of you. And I realized that I'm watching all of you.
So
and then after a second, I would snap back into my body.
That's called Inception. There's a movie about it.
No, like, I'm not even joking. Like, that's like a so serious disease. Like my teacher, Mr. Arnoux, he was like, yo, if you have that, you have to go to clinics and get like yourself like locked up and then treated. It takes like months to fix. And then I sat there, I was like, and everybody was joking with it. I'm just sitting here like, crap, that's happened to me before.
Right.
Like, not like every day. But like, I would it sometimes happens where I wouldn't be paying attention, and I would realize it, and after a second, like, I would be back in my body, and I'm just like, oh, okay, great. I'm gonna die, guys.
It seems nice.
Yeah,
that shit's crazy. I had one of those dreams, like, I'm just like, alright, my stupid ass. I'm like, oh shit, like,
I wake up.
Like, you think of anything, you're like, oh my god, it's a car, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I had, like, but, like, have you ever woken up like that? Like, if you had, like, a dream like that, and something doesn't go your way, you wake up, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you jump. Well,
it's funny, because the thing is, like, sometimes when I'm having, like, a nightmare or something, and I realize that I realize, like, oh, wait, it's just a nightmare. I can stop this.
That's happened to me once.
You have to do
it. It happens to me all the time, and I'm like, I know how to wake myself up in a dream.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
Like,
is it true that if you die in a dream, you die in real life?
No.
What okay, because I thought, are you my nightmares? Like, I don't know. I would realize I'm in a nightmare. I'm like, fuck, I'm in a nightmare. And like, somebody would be chasing me with a chainsaw, and I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to die. And then it'll come up and it'll start killing me. And then, like, after a second, I would just, like, go into a new dream.
Wait, actually,
that's the most generic ass fucking
No, I'm just saying, like,
I felt the pain. Like, if I got shot, that's I feel it.
Yeah, you, it's his signals.
Yeah, but, like,
it feels like
I'll be dead. There's all,
I found my mom.
No, I've like, it's in the Bible.
For some sort of. It's in your brain. When I'm in like in a nightmare, like one time I was getting robbed or some shit, and they tied me to a chair. I know how to
the hood. You get that for real?
Yeah,
I realize I'm in a nightmare, and like I can wake myself up. And like the way I wake myself up is if I have to fall face first or fall backwards. So I'm tied to a chair. So I'm like I'm moving. I'm rocking the chair. I fall back. I wake up, yeah. And then I'm like, oh shit! I just woke myself up in a dream. That shit was crazy.
Why would somebody tie you to a chair for being robbed?
I was
kidnapped.
I don't know what they're doing.
No, like I had one of those dreams where I'm like, it was just like stupid thing. Like I could rather like, dream where a bunch of stuff going on, and I know where you're just like, okay, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I had a dream of riding a bike, and I was like, oh god, like I felt real.
Oh god.
Yo, that's real. That's when you got hit by that.
And then Big Sean came in.
No, but like, like I felt like it felt like actually real. Like I was feeling really riding a bike and everything.
No, nigga.
And then I can't ride a bike, so that's why it was a dream. And I fall, like I go face plant, like I wake up, like I hit the top of my head on my fucking nightstand, like.
That only happens to me really? When I take naps in class. Like
you have a dream that you just knock yourself out somewhere, like you just hit something,
and I'm in the.
Yeah, because you keep me in class and you're just
Yeah, teacher, wake me up.
No.
One thing that always did bother me was like. I don't know if our minds are like really slow or psychic. Where, okay, try to follow me. You're having a dream, right?
All
right,
you're not moving, but I'm trying to follow
you. No. You're having a dream, right? For example, like, oh, you're doing whatever, and you fall in whatever, a lake, and there's a waterfall or whatever. And like that waterfall, when as soon as the water hits your face,
you wet the bed.
No, you feel the water, and you wake up, and you. Feel the water, like someone sprayed water for example, because he splashed water before.
You're a dick.
So the idea is like, did Raul splash the water first, and then I come up with that scenario, and then I woke up like that, or did I know there was water coming, and I created that scenario?
I've had that.
I know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like when you're, I don't know, if you hit something,
mm-hmm.
or you hear a noise, like as soon as it happens, you know what I mean?
I think of it as deja vu, except I'm like, wait, I just dreamt about it, dude.
Yeah, that's...
I would realize, like, I'm like, my phone's about to ring.
And it rings.
Yeah, and then you wake up and it's ringing. It's like,
yeah.
Did I know it was going to ring or did it ring?
Oh, you know what it is?
It's
because I have a superpower and I can see into the future.
That's
what wakes you up.
That's
what wakes you up.
And nobody fucking heard.
No, but it doesn't start ringing yet.
It's an illusion. It makes you feel like it's before, but it's actually your brain catching up.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Because no, like, it would be like, all right, let's just say, like, I'm asleep. And then, like, I would, like, I'm be like, my phone's about to ring. And then in my mind, I hear it ring. And then I would, like, open my eyes. And I'll sit there for, like, 5 seconds.
And it rings.
And then it will ring. Does that make sense? Because
yeah,
that
happens. Okay,
is that? Okay.
That's why you wake up groggy, you also know.
So how about this? Just say that. This shit's happening, like, this shit happened right now.
Yeah. Alright, so is it normal if you wake up and you have blood, like, all over your
face?
I'm sorry.
But I feel it, like,
yeah,
5 days ago.
Period.
Like, I know this shit's gonna happen already.
Deja vu.
I've had some really weird
nigga,
deja vu.
Like,
it's
deja vu.
Just familiar.
No, nigga, it's not familiar.
It is familiar. That's
no,
what it is.
I'm wrong. I'm saying, like, I've dreamt about things, and, like, days later, it'll happen.
You're talking about a scenario that hasn't happened yet in your life.
Yes.
Yeah,
it hasn't.
Like,
you experience
like,
it later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say you get arrested, like, 5 months.
But that's
the
illusion. It actually has happened.
I actually had deja vu.
Has happened? He hasn't got arrested yet.
I've had that same
thing. You know, I had deja vu when we were going on the...
You probably had that deal.
On the bumper cars.
I had deja vu that
I was holding a cotton candy and I saw you guys.
I feel like you're gonna
then,
get arrested.
But it was just,
and then
it was just me
later,
grabbing cotton candy. Oh, ha.
When that happens, like,
when it happened, I'm like,
you
remember?
Like,
oh,
that
shit.
Happened to me after we went down the slide.
Like,
and we were on our way to that, like, the giant one.
But you can't tell
the
person that's gonna be arrested.
My theory on deja vu is
we
die.
And that's our respawn point. It's like a checkpoint. Where you die. And then, like, the next day. Is that bad? I actually really believe that though.
What?
Now you die and you go back to
and you just like go back to and you like it's like a checkpoint.
I feel like somebody would notice that though.
Hey, you heard about that nigga Raul die?
Oh, nah, he cool. He just gonna start from right over there.
Have you ever heard of the multiverse?
Have you ever heard of the shut the fuck up?
Yeah, he didn't fall asleep yet.
No.
Yeah,
I'm actually talking about something like this.
Wait, what if he did fall asleep and we're just a dream?
Yeah, we're dreaming right now.
What,
well,
what are we doing then? What are,
I need
what
you
are the
come,
real?
I need you to come up
then.
With ice cream.
Yeah,
cone, like fucking.
Dude, one of the ways to find out if you're a dream or not is if you look at a clock and like if you look at a clock, see the time, and you look away and you look back.
I see a bunch of cars, but I guess good.
No, time doesn't like time is.
It's just the same.
Like you can't.
Yeah, that's not moving,
see,
bro.
Yeah, so now we know it's a real. This isn't a dream.
I tried doing that in my dream. I was like, I don't have batteries in my.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
This is a dream,
you,
and I don't have batteries.
Every time, like every second, like because you don't have continuality.
All right, guys, let's talk about time.
Well, let's not talk about time.
You know, if you say like if you met somebody in your dreams and then you met them before, that's a lie.
Because
technically, you can only see who you already seen before.
Yeah,
that's right.
You only dream.
So that's why.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, because I'm
ours. It's just a combination of different faces.
Yeah,
but you can't really make up a face.
Yeah, you can't make up a face.
You haven't seen.
I can make up faces.
No, those are all faces you've seen before.
Yeah, just different combinations.
Yeah, I thought
you
mean someone new.
No.
Or maybe that new person was just a random stranger.
Close the doors.
At that one time.
Yeah.
At the one ball.
From your subconscious. They entered your subconscious frame. Right.
That's so good. Like, think about this, man.
Fuck the music. I make it loud.
You have all these memories that you don't know
fucking
you have.
I have.
And then you just fucking can remember at any point in your fucking life.
That's crazy, bro. The human mind is something else, dog. You know?
Wow.
You know what else is something
true.
Else?
That's what you make it
time. Time is something else.
Time
guys.
Is something else. Time is everything.
Time is
literally like the meaning of life. Time.
Anything lost can be recovered.
Time was
missing
every time.
Time is what the
fuck.
You know,
is that Kevin Gates?
Who the fuck is Kevin Gates?
Wow. Time is relative. Time is relative.
Really, really.
It is relative,
really,
which
really,
crazy because I learned that
you
in
know
physics,
else is relative?
Bro.
They're relative. Yeah.
You're relative.
You're
all relative.
How about everybody a relative? Like, you my cousin and my
brother. No, but the thing is, you guys are Honduran, though.
It doesn't matter. How about everybody's a relative? What if every human, every living species in the earth ran in the opposite direction of where the earth is spinning? Would
some
it
would
stop?
Some would drown.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
You know, like, if you grab a ball and you spin it like this, right? And
no, there's no
and
way
you, like,
in hell.
The, way
no.
back.
The gravity of the sun is like...
Yeah, but all life is pushing
that
all
doesn't,
at once.
That doesn't...
Like, what do you mean,
no, the gravity
down?
Is...
Like, what do you mean, like,
the gravity of the sun is
no.
too... Ma-
if,
like,
if
the magnitude of that
thing. Let's just say it would be so insignificant that it won't matter.
That's the same situation as like everybody on the planet just jumps at the same time.
Exactly.
You guys hear
like,
about planet you're not X, gonna
though.
Notice that shit.
Exactly.
Because
no, but that's different. Because you,
no,
like,
it's not. It's
what,
no, it's
a person same. Jumping here is different from here. It wouldn't do anything. I'm talking about what if everybody just ran in the same direction. Like, let's just say the Earth is spinning like this, right? And everybody ran like this.
It would still
so
do nothing.
Like I said, insignificant because the Earth's gravity, the Moon's gravity, all the other planets'
okay.
gravities are pulling it.
That's all I was just asking. Right,
put a treadmill on high speed, but run the other way.
Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to go out and buy a treadmill.
Buy a treadmill
on
the other way.
I'm about to prove these things wrong.
Guys, hear about that planet that's coming up on us? That is gonna fucking destroy every orbit, like, within the solar system.
But how long is it gonna take?
Hey, it might take a few years.
I'm not gonna be.
Do you believe Armageddon's coming? Like,
no,
bro.
I believe
bull.
That.
Bro.
I
don't
believe
the
same coming ahead.
Wait, who's
the
mother?
Like, the movie
who's
the
mother?
I haven't seen that movie.
Tell me, the Judgment Day? Yeah,
Triple H versus...
I believe that the world ended in 2012.
Oh.
That's why
I believe
that's why everything after 2012 just feels like
I remember sitting outside my dad's house on that when they predicted that, dude. I was
right?
just sitting out, I'm like, I wonder what's gonna happen.
You know what it was though? For me, like, it was just when the new Naruto episode came out. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, God damn it, I won't be able to know what happens if the world ends.
That's what the fuck you're worried about?
That's what I thought about. I was serious. I was like, yo, the new episode came out. I won't know what happens next week. And I just sat there, I was like, is the world gonna end? And no. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go see the
fire. And then everything changed with the Fire Nation
attack. Have you guys ever been in school or whatever, or at work or whatever?
Yeah, we've been in school.
And you've written out the date, and it's like, oh, what day is it? What year is it? It's like, oh, it's 2014, 2015. Really? It feels like 2012 or something. No? You guys never felt?
No, you're just fucked up.
I just realized how fucking fast the time has gone by, and it's already.
That's what I'm saying. Like, time.
It's already 2015. I can remember 2012 like it was nine.
Exactly.
And every other year, it's just like.
Because the world ended that day, and we're just stuck in like.
I released my music video that year.
A non, like, you know, it's like whatever.
Fuck, what's it called?
Nothing special happened.
What's it called? Not, it's between like heaven, hell, not earth. It's
purgatory.
Purgatory, that's it.
Purgatota.
Purgatota.
I'll be straight in purgatory.
Heaven school.
You can see life in purgatory.
Are we dabbing right now?
You see that? That's how you do it, bro.
Guys, why haven't we died?
No, we fucking die. No,
we live our life in a flash.
I
just
stopped talking about this.
And then
I actually hate talking about
it. You think you want to talk about it?
I read this story. Like
cuando se termina, se termina y no más.
I read the story where it was
Yeah, I like no joke.
Oh, you're talking about the one
we've done this podcast like maybe four times. Like we're getting six feet.
The one from the Middle East, the the one where like you live as like every person.
No, that's a different story.
That one fucked me up, bro.
But am I being reincarnated and be called Carlos?
No. The whole thing was like the basis of the story was like this guy died and he's like, oh, what happens next?
Oh, like that movie Fluke that he turns into a dog.
No,
we're talking about a story that we read.
I want to check.
And you die, and he's talking to God. He's like, "What's the meaning of life?"
My name is Rex, nigga.
And the whole thing is like, the guy is every person on the planet. Like he gets reincarnated into someone else.
Oh, nice.
And so he meets himself in every he doesn't remember about his past lives, but like each life is a lesson. So every time he gets a reincarnation,
a lot of lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
He's Hitler and the 6 million Jews he killed. He's Gandhi and everybody else that followed.
I'm scared.
And it turns out that guy that's been reincarnated in the whole life is a fetus
or something like that.
Reincarnation's an interesting thing.
How about somebody that you know?
My mom,
like,
yeah, man, you know, my carnal, is
it carne asada? Is it
mi carnal, wey.
No, you guys never had any grown there. It's gone back in.
How did we talk about life?
I feel like
we went from life to ingrown nail too quick. Too quick.
Thanks a lot, Hendrick.
Hey, Hendrick number two, you better not talk to him like that.
Listen, Hendrick number
three.
I like how you gave him a name and then you automatically forgot.
All right, I don't have enough time to keep track of everybody's different names, all right?
Hendrick number 69 better shut the fuck up.
I was thinking, though.
Yeah, what's up with you, like, teen jokes in 69 and dabbing?
And,
oh!
You know, your mind's contaminated.
That's a contaminated. You look contaminated, nigga.
Damn.
The hair's contaminated.
Pfizer. Hazard. Skirt!
What if oxygen is poison?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I wrestled it too.
And it takes like 100
It takes 70 to 80 years to kill you.
You ask that every time we get to this deep
shit. I heard that.
Then if you get pressure, you eat that early.
Then yeah, we park on driveways.
No, nigga.
We drive on parkways.
Because parkways are stupid.
Why do we
make
cookies? Cook,
what you rent, guys? Have you ever thought about how?
Did I explain that to you? The driveway thing
in America.
I had an explanation. For
in America, radioactive material like gives people superpowers. But in Japan, radioactive material turns things into monsters. Ever thought of that?
What?
Because it's China.
No, I said Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Because made in Japanese, they're not good things.
No, because of the bomb, the radioactive.
The Hiroshima bomb.
Yeah.
They see it as it did make people into monsters. To be real with you. Like, if you saw the pictures of people, like, after...
Deformation.
The,
yeah, not have you seen, like...
That's kind of a mean thing.
No, I mean, people. Like... No, like, being real, like... Oh, no, I'm not meaning, like...
They're monsters.
It's just, like, they look... Like, that's where most of their ideas for monsters come from. Deformations from radioactive stuff.
Yeah, well,
learn your history, boy. Before you jump on me, Highlander looking at
Captain America.
I'm about to get on.
Captain America.
And then there's Godzilla.
Come on. No, it's not Godzilla, you fucking idiot.
Gojira.
What about the
Kaijus? It's not Aang, bro. It's Bro. Just pick a what about Yake Sully?
Yake Sully.
Yake Sully.
Yake Sully. It's Avatar in Spanish, so instead of saying Yake Sully, Yake Sully. So he's my king, bro. Should I work out, man?
It's been an hour, right? Yeah. It's been an hour?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Alright, guys.
Alright, guys. I gotta go home at 8.
Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, I gotta go eat. I appreciate you. This is from Hendrick.
We've only been to
We'll make it a half hour. All right. This is the podcast. We were already saying goodbye, but I gotta say it though, because I
you don't gotta say guys, shit. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Bro, we're gonna fire Jose.
Bro, you can't tell me I'm not good at this.
You're white screen.
This is actually where we say who's actually on it.
All right, guys. All right, yeah, because we said Hendrick 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm actually Hendrick.
No.
Alright. Oh, did you say your fucking name?
This is Will, aka my grandma's favorite grandson.
You only got one.
There's Jose. Jose Andres Sandoval.
Boy, somebody's gonna steal your fucking identity.
You wanna tell them to do it? They ain't got shit to take.
You wanna tell them your social too?
Your bank account pin? This is my bank account pin. It's 2424.
It's probably true.
What if there's a guy named Jose Andres Sandoval and his pin is 2424?
You just fucked that nigga up.
Oh well.
Better go change it.
But my name is Jose, otherwise known as Chepe, aka Yepes. Hit me up on nowhere because I don't use anything.
Follow me at Dabble Yang.
He got a fucking MySpace.
Hit me up on MySpace.
Check out my boy Tom. What's good?
Life?
Yeah. Boy Life.
You're white screen.
Call me Jose for short.
They have the same amount of letters.
My name is Jose. Woo!
That's so weird. No, it's not. That's Hendrick 5.
My name is 69.
Where's the other?
My name is Vic. You can call me Victor.
You can call him Vic's Vapor Rub, for short.
Your boy Raul on the podcast.
All right, this is AKA Rail, AKA
That Boy Yai. Follow me at thatboyyai at hotmail.com.
AKA they just gave you a number at Taco Bell, so you're dating.
Yeah, yo, did I tell you about that?
We're saying goodbye.
This is the real for the next time.
Next time.
AKA name Gayo. Yo, white screen. Gayo.
You're a white screen.
Boyo.